Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 327. 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt. Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, and today's author, Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, which was named Best Blog by Time Magazine multiple times. Today's post is on the longer side, so I'm going to read the first half today and then finish up the rest tomorrow. I'm going to save my inspirational quote for later because Leo, as you're soon going to hear, has his own. So let's hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt, Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Quote, habit is habit, and not to be flung out the window by any man, but coaxed downstairs a step at a time. Mark Twain. Let's be honest. Losing weight isn't the easiest thing in the world. All our best intentions end up doing nothing. And I've tried just about every diet plan out there, from the various low-carb diets to Weight Watchers, which isn't bad actually, to the abs diet to slim fast to low-calorie to low-fat and more. I've tried a bunch of exercise programs too, believe me. My weight loss efforts these last couple of years have been hit and miss, and I've struggled to find something that works for me. Recently, I think I've been hitting upon some pretty simple concepts that really work, for me at least. You might have read the Zen Habits meal plan, which is actually a pretty good plan, but let me take some of those concepts and simplify them a little more for some almost easy ways to beat your weight loss struggles. These are mostly the same concepts, but I'm reporting what has been working for me as I experiment with the meal plan. Let me be honest again, even with the concepts I'm about to mention, weight loss isn't going to be easy, but at least these tools will make it a little easier, a little simpler, and they really do work. I've lost 15 pounds in the last few months, which isn't rapid weight loss, but is actually a very healthy rate of loss. I recommend gradual weight loss for everyone. The rate I'm going, you can lose 50 pounds a year. I don't need to lose 50 pounds anymore. I did at one time, but only have about 20 pounds to go. But after I lose the rest of the unwanted body fat, I'm going to focus more on building a little muscle, something I'm actually really doing right now, but it's not my main focus. Quote, never eat more than you can lift. Miss Piggy. 1. Focus on gradual loss. I mentioned this before, but it's important. Too many people focus on trying to lose weight fast, 10 pounds in 4 weeks, 20 pounds in 2 months, etc. It's not healthy and it doesn't work, because even if you're able to lose that much weight that fast, you haven't learned sustainable eating habits that will last you a lifetime. The key is to figure out an eating pattern that will work for you for the rest of your life. Again, if you focus on losing 1 to 2 pounds per week, you will lose between 50 to 100 pounds per year. You just have to be willing to wait a year. But trust me, a year goes by pretty fast these days. I think it's inflation or something. 2, focus on nutrition. Exercise is important. You have to do it. It has wonderful benefits. But if your focus is on weight loss, the most important factor is what you eat. Don't ignore exercise by any means, but if you focus on exercise and think you can eat whatever you want, you're wrong. You have to focus on nutrition, what you eat, and use exercise as a way to supplement the calorie burn and to get your body looking how you want it to look, not to mention as a key way to get healthy and feel great. The reason, you can change how many calories you take in to a much greater degree than you can change how many calories you burn. 30 minutes of exercise, for example, can burn less than a medium McDonald's fries. Lose the fries, and you've done in a few seconds what would take 30 minutes of exercise to accomplish. 3, become aware of your hunger. This is one of the key things I've been learning. Many times we're not conscious of how hungry we are. We ignore our bodies because we're too busy thinking about other things. As a result, we only eat when we're famished, and that's not a good time to eat because you don't make healthy eating decisions when you're super hungry. Your blood sugar level is too low, and your body just wants a quick sugar fix. A donut or some cookies or white bread or a soda will be much more appealing than a salad or healthy sandwich on whole grain bread. Learn to listen to your body and be aware of your hunger when it's in its early stages. This is a key skill to weight loss, something the other plans don't tell you about. They tell you what to eat and when, but don't teach you how to use your body's signals to learn to eat healthier. 4, eat when you're hungry, not famished. When you first feel the hunger, that's when it's time to eat. Don't put it off until the hunger builds into an insatiable monster. When you start to get a little hungry, eat a snack. You don't need to eat a full-on meal, just some fruit, some crackers, maybe some low-fat dairy, cheese or yogurt or cottage cheese, although I prefer soy yogurt, oatmeal, some nuts, dried fruit, etc. Just something to tide you over until you feel hungry again, or until you can eat a larger meal. Keep healthy snacks at your desk or in your car or wherever you go. I like to pack some in the morning. The corollary to this is to also allow yourself to eat what you crave. I know this is contrary to most advice, but I found that it's important to listen to your body, not only when your body is hungry, but when your body is craving a specific food. I've also found that often your body just wants a taste of that food, which I'm going to mention on tomorrow's episode. And if you give your body what it wants and really pay attention to the taste and texture of the food and how you feel after you eat it, you'll probably crave that food less and less. 5, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 14 Stress-Free Ways to Kick Weight Loss in the Butt by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The good news for us is that they've actually studied those people who lose weight fast and those who lose weight more gradually. And guess what they found? Leo was right. The more gradually we lose the weight, the more likely we are to keep it off. It's really about finding something consistent, a meal plan you can stick to, a meal plan you can stand, an exercise program that you can stick to, an exercise program that you can stand. That's really what this is, and that's what we mean by finding a lifestyle. It's got to become part of you. Once you find that, it's easy to become consistent, and all of a sudden, the weight does drop off. And like Leo mentioned, and this is a huge myth, is that, oh, I can exercise and I can eat whatever I want afterwards. No. If weight loss is your goal, it is so much easier to control what's going in your mouth versus how many calories you're going to burn in a day. If you can skip the soda or just have half of the dessert instead of the whole thing, it's like you just went out and walked for an hour from a calorie-saving perspective. If you combine that technique and add exercise along with it, oh my gosh, there's no stopping you then. Before I go, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive and running, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything that's listed there would be a great help. And one of the best things you can do, even just right now, as soon as you're done listening, is to share this show with someone. Let them know they can subscribe to this show and any of the other shows in our family. All right, that's it for today. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.